You're listening to the Tipin Maple Leafs podcast with your hosts, Chad and Dale.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Tipin Maple Leafs podcast, episode number 243. I'm Chad.
I'm Dale.
And we're going to talk some Maple Leaf hockey.
Yeah, how we doing? Oh, yeah. Okay. Feels like there's just like, they're just not playing games, right? Like, it's just, there's so few. Two games last week, two games this week. And
but then in December, it's nonstop.
15 games?
Most weekends they have a back-to-back.
They do.
In December.
15 games in the month of December. But, like, you know, why spread it out? What would be the point of that? Like, why play, like, four games? I think the next 3 weeks after these next two games, I think they play four games a week for the next 3 weeks in a row. Maybe you could just spread that out to like three games a week here and there. So you're not, I don't know, whatever.
You would think so, but that's the NHL, right?
The NHL.
We start, I just wanted to quickly say that our merch store is open. So there'll be a link in the YouTube video. There'll be a link on the podcast description. You can go to our Shopify page. We do have a merch store open only until Christmas. So get your tip in merch today.
Yep.
You want to know something else? Can I tell you a funny story that happened today?
Please.
All right. I was out shopping and I realized something.
Were you looking for like early Black Friday deals or no?
No. I just getting like necessities. This wasn't like, I wasn't Christmas shopping.
Yeah.
But I went down an aisle and there was an old guy blocking the aisle. And I got angry. I was kind of pissed. I was like, motherfucker, what are you doing blocking the aisle? But then I realized, like, I went down another aisle and it was a hot chick blocking the aisle.
Oh,
I wasn't angry.
No,
she's like, oh, sorry. And I'm like, oh, that's take your time. Take your time. It's fine.
Yeah.
And I realized, I'm like, Jesus Christ, like, it must be so easy for good looking women because just nobody gets angry at them.
No,
they just live in a different world.
Yeah, 100%.
It's just funny. I just noticed that I did that like within 2 minutes. I was so mad at the guy before, but not at the hot chick.
Yep.
That's how it is, man. But anyway.
That's how it is. Yeah, man, I would have done the same thing. I understand. So, you know, look, man, I guess the Leafs, you know, a big 3-2 win over the Utah Hockey Club, their first visit to Toronto under the new name, got a little delay because of the Santa Claus parade on Sunday. Massive Santa Claus parade just pumping down the downtown core in Toronto, and Utah couldn't fucking figure it out. Could not get to the game on time. No, they did. They did. But they were supposed to.
They had to walk.
They were supposed to have like a scouting meeting at like 5:30 or something like that. And they couldn't, like, they didn't make it. They had to get out of their bus and like walk or whatever. Like, I thought most of these, I don't know where the teams are staying nowadays. I thought most of the teams that rolled in usually stayed at the Fairmount Royal York. It's right across the fucking street.
Yeah. Well, they stay there or they stay at the Westin, which is right on the waterfront.
So it's a little, okay.
Same thing though, like walking distance. I don't know why their bus got stuck, but they might have come. They played the night before in Pitt. Maybe they stayed over, flew into Toronto, and they were bussing from the airport down.
Okay, fair. Like they were, fair enough. I wasn't thinking about that, but like Fairmount Royal York, you don't even have to go outside. It's like you underground shopping leads right in across the street into Union Station, and you don't even have to fucking go outside. So anyway, whatever. 3-2 win over Utah. Not the greatest of hockey games. A bit of a sleeper on a Sunday night, I thought, but there were still some cool things. So Alex Nylander gets his contract. He gets into the lineup because they're still so fucking banged up. More on the injury updates a little later here. But so Nylander gets in and, you know, they're playing, the brothers play a game. What'd you think of that off the top?
Yeah, it was cool, I guess.
It hasn't happened I've never seen it for the Leafs in my lifetime.
Yeah, I think I heard 40 years. It's been 40 years since that's happened. But it was cool that they were on the, I didn't really care.
No.
Like, it's cool for the Nylanders.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Two brothers on the team. Great.
I was hoping Alex maybe would have buried one so we could put this Nick Robertson baby to bed here and see what fucking is going on there. Turn the page on little Nicky because I've just about had enough of this cat. But anyway, saw some power play time and whatever. I mean, again, still seven regulars out of the lineup. So, like, what are you going to do? They're still rolling with Minton and Grubankin, and now Alex Nylander gets a shot and whatever. So, I don't know where, I don't know how far we went pretty deep into this last podcast. I think it's like, I think it's got to be talked about again. Like, Marner, another incredible game, lead the way with two big goals. Are we getting to the point now where we're like, remember when we, hey, show me the money. Show, is he talking to Willie and is he saying, Willie, show me the money.
Why would he be saying it to Willie?
I don't know, because Willie did it last year.
Yeah, but Willie's not the one that's showing him the money.
No, that's true. So who is he talking? Shanny, show me the money. Like, what do you think? Like, we kind of got the ball rolling on that last year. Willie's agent talking to the agent and like, show me the money. Are we having 2.0 right now? Is it happening right before our eyes?
Yep. It looks that way, doesn't it?
Oh, man.
This is almost like last November, Nylander was unreal and he got the money.
Not until took a little longer, but yeah, oh, they showed him the money. Are they going to do the same thing with Mitchell Marner? Are they going to show him the money?
He's definitely putting the pressure on them, don't you think? I mean, he's playing like this. That's how it works. Like, he starts playing out of his mind. He's got 2 points every single game since Matthews has gone out. He's the best player on the ice night in, night out. He's quarterback in the power play. He's killing penalties. Yeah. He's facing the other team's top lines. He's shutting them down. He's doing everything on that ice.
Yeah.
He's putting the pressure on management to show him the money right now.
100%, man. Like, it's just so crazy. They go out of the Austin. Their best player goes down with a mysterious injury. Can't go. He's in Germany getting treatment or
day-to-day.
Rubbing tugs probably too. Like, I imagine that would help fix it, alleviate some of the stress.
That's more Amsterdam.
Well, I think Germany's got a little, but
do they?
I think so. I think it's everywhere, man. It's everywhere. But anyway, like 7-1 with Matthews out of the lineup and Marner just like rising to the occasion. Like, man, it's crazy. It's just crazy how it's like, yeah, I got it, boys. Don't worry. Like, I'll put it on my back here. And like, but it's you know, November, the month of the Leafs are just the November fucking Kings, man. The November Kings, right?
That's right.
Can't lose a game in November. But come the end of May or May, middle of April, May, like, I don't know. Everything tightens up. Like, I'm still so on the fence here. I love watching this guy when he's doing this and he's engaged and he looks like he's having fun and the puck's going in and everything's fucking coming along. But
yeah,
but do you throw him a bag right now like they did with Willie, or do you wait this out with the potential of losing him? Like, I'm so conflicted here. What is the right thing to do?
I don't know. To me, it's different. It's different this time around. I feel like they always play great in November, but it's more that they're outscoring their problems. This seems different. This seems like a full team, and that Marner, he's a different player. It's not Mitch out there putting up 5 points a night, just incredible plays and assists. He is literally like in every zone playing amazing.
Yeah.
So yep. I think it's a little different. If this was sort of like last year where you're not getting great goaltending, your defense is a little shaky, but you're winning 6-4, 7-3, like you're outscoring your problems, I might say wait until the playoffs. But there's actually a part of me, the more I see Mitch buy into this system, this sort of Berube style of this is how you win, everybody plays defense first and then offense comes second, I'm thinking you might want to open up the bag.
Have not played one single playoff game yet with the new head coach in town, but you're saying now you've seen enough.
You don't know. No, I'm not saying. I'm saying you might think about open up the bag.
Okay. So it sounded to me like you were kind of like, I've seen enough here. The way this guy's playing, he looks like a different player under a new coach. We might want to get him to Christy Pitts immediately with the bag of cash.
It's just different. It seems different this time around. It seems
Chad.
And I'm probably just got the blinders on and I can't fucking see it. But to me, it seems a little different. And I'm just saying, if I was management, I bet there's a part of Tree Living and Shanny right now that's like, should we show him the money?
Okay.
Should we show him the money?
Show me the money. I can't hear you, Shanny. I can't hear you. Show me the money.
That's right.
Dude, like, okay. I think that you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. I think you really are in this situation, because if you pony up like they did in January or before, like they did with Nylander last year, you pony up to, it's going to be high. It's going to be high. Like,
it's going to be high.
Is it 13? Like, is it 13? Is it a little less? 12.5 makes the most amount of sense for me. A little more than Willie, not as much as Austin. But you know, little Mitchie is going to be in there being like, who just carried this thing here when the big boy was out? Me.
Yeah.
So I can.
But carry, I mean, carrying it for 8 games,
yeah,
doesn't give you that much leverage.
No.
But at the same time, it does start to sway. It's just swaying a little bit into Marner's favor.
Oh, big, a lot. Tree Living's maybe thinking like, could I have got a deal done cheaper in the summer? But that would have been risky.
Really?
Too.
When it's all said and done, if he's giving you this type of hockey, what does it matter if it's $500,000?
Okay, but no. But here's what does matter. When I say damned if you do, damned if you don't, this is what I mean. They pony up now and they show him the money, baby, big time. 12.5. Let's just say that. Maybe it's a little less. Maybe it's a little more. Whatever. Let's just go with 12.5. And then playoffs roll around. Okay. Extension done in December or early next year, whatever. Playoffs roll around. This guy signed for 8 more years, long term or whatever, and he just absolutely shits the bed. No show in the first round of the playoffs. They bow out again. Then what? Everyone's going to be on Tree Living. How could you have done that? Why would you not have waited until the end of the playoffs to see what this guy can do? They can't win. It'll be the same old fucking thing, only worse, because now you'll be tied into fucking a long-term deal with Mitch. Damned if you do, damned if you don't. It is it not?
Yeah, but if you do sign him and he has a hell of a playoff and they win a few rounds, everyone will be like, great fucking job. Great fucking job locking this guy up long term. That's what you needed to do. You're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't.
It's really true. It's really true.
So and like, we give Marner a lot of shit, but he has not been that bad in the playoffs. He has not been the worst Leaf.
I think he was hurt. I think he was hurt last year coming off that hat.
At least he played. Like, but we never give shit to Austin Matthews, but he seems to, like, if something's not feeling good, he's out. He's done.
You're right. Like, I was super hard on Mitch, and I want to see a lot more out of Mitch in the playoffs. I mean, they need it, man. Like, you just can't go invisible when the team needs you the most. So, yeah. I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do here, and I honestly don't know what the right call is. I don't know if I want them to throw all the money at Mitch right now. Like, I know you risk a chance losing him potentially, but if he says all the things, like if all the things he says is true, like, I love it here, I'm a Toronto guy, I want to be here and all that, then he'll probably circle back to the, like, let's say they don't extend him here this season. They let it play out and see how it goes. The money could go up. I wouldn't even be opposed to that, really, because, like, earn it. Fucking earn it. You haven't got a fucking extension yet. Let's see what you got in the playoffs, fucking kid. Take us 2 or 3 fucking rounds, and then we'll give you the fucking bag. Like, I'm also kind of on that side of it. You know what I mean? Like, what's the rush here? What's the rush? Like, because you don't want to risk potentially losing him to free agency? Is that, or what's the rush? That's the only thing, is it not?
Yeah, that's it. If he plays himself to a number that they're just not comfortable with,
well,
that's the fire that you're playing with. That's the gamble that you're taking.
Yep.
And then you have to watch, like, honestly, the way he's playing and the way Marner is capable of playing, it would seriously suck to see this guy doing this on another team.
Of course.
But at the same time,
it wouldn't suck that bad in November. It would suck a lot in May.
Yeah, it would just suck to be like, we could have had him, but
I would expect it in November. But in May, like, if he becomes a guy that can win in the playoffs, that's all I fucking care about, man. So I don't know.
And I have no problem if the Leafs want to wait this one out until the playoffs start. I have no problem with that. See what he does. If they do win a few rounds, you're right. They're going to pay more. But who cares? Like I said, who cares about $500,000?
No,
really,
I know.
In the big scheme of things.
I know. But you're going to have some, you know, we'll move on here. But let us know in the comments, guys. What do you think? Give Mitch, do you want the Shanny and the upper brass and Tree and all those boys? Show Mitch the money now? Or what's the rush? What's the rush? Wait it out. See how it goes. See how the playoffs go. And then decide what you want to do when you have a clearer indication of how 16 played in the playoffs. So I would love to know your thoughts, but let's move this on to here's a potential. You were like, well, what does it matter if it's a little higher or whatever? Well, here's the thing. You got Matthew Nyes that needs a new fucking contract. You just signed McCabe to an extension. Like, there's guys that are going to be floating around. Like, there's some, obviously you got 11 million. Okay. Here's why the Mitch thing could happen, I guess. Cause you got 11 million of JT's money coming off. That's a lot of money. So I don't know. Like, I expect that they're probably going to try to bring JT back at a smaller price tag. So maybe you take I don't even know what JT's next contract would look
like. JT's also playing great this year.
I know.
So you could kind of see the same
He's playing with Mitch again. What a shock.
Yeah, I know.
And now he looks fucking awesome again.
He looks incredible too. And again, it's early, but he's doing the same thing. He's playing himself into a bigger contract. At the start of this year, you might have said a smaller number than what he would probably go for now, the way he's playing.
It's got to be a hometown discount, Johnny. Like, we just paid you $11 million for 7 seasons. Can you cut us a fucking deal here?
Come on. But I mean, outside of the contracts, I mean, we should just enjoy the fact that this team is playing how they're playing with 7 regulars out.
Yeah, like, of course.
We'll let the dust settle as it goes, but they're first place in the Atlantic.
Yeah,
they've got 10 wins on home ice, better than anybody else in the league.
Crazy.
Crazy. And the way they're playing, like, the goaltending and defense is probably the best I've seen under this
group. Without a doubt, man. Without a doubt. And I think that's the biggest part of it. So,
and yeah, all, like,
that's the biggest part of it.
All the D are just, there's no, like, Riley is kind of, you know, he skates with the puck a little bit.
Yeah,
we're all just fucking like machines back there.
Yeah, they are. I love it. Tanev just goes about, like, he's just so fucking.
Yeah.
I've never seen the Leafs having. No wonder Tree Living was like, yeah, we have to get Tanev. Like,
he's been trying to get him since the second he took office in Toronto.
I get it, man. Like, I never used to watch Tanev play on a regular nightly basis. Like, I knew he was a good defenseman, but I didn't know, like, he was, this guy is just a fucking, he's so calm and steady, makes the right play, always in position.
Always.
I can't say one bad fucking negative thing about the guy. Everything is check. Been looking for a guy like this forever. So
I know.
Incredible.
Just all of them together. Like, there's no, like, Erik Karlsson out there. It's just like these big, bad fucking D-men back there.
It is funny though, eh? How Tree was like, he's got the connection with Tanev from Calgary. He's got the connection with Ekman Larson from his days in Arizona and Phoenix. Drafted him. So, I mean, it's two great signings, and then Stolarz as well. Like, just it can't say enough about the work that Tree Living has done in short order to fix the back end. Man, I hope it continues, and it's just loving it.
Yeah.
Okay. Wall. I was surprised to see. I thought they were going to split the games this week. Even though Wall got the shutout on last, I can't even, what day are we going on here now?
He shut out Vegas.
Yeah, last Wednesday.
Yeah.
And then I didn't think he would be in for Utah. I thought they would go back with Stolarz, but no.
Me too.
Back with Waller.
I get it, because Wall had the shutout. And he's probably played less, so you want to get him into it. But at the same time, we haven't seen Stolarz since mid-November.
Yeah.
I thought it was time to get him back in the net. So
he's
on such a hot streak. You don't want to lose that.
Maybe they looked at, like, you know, these are the tougher games coming up this week, Florida and Tampa Bay. So
you split these ones?
Not necessarily. Like, I think, see what Stolarz does tomorrow night. We're recording this on, what is it, Tuesday afternoon or early evening here, late afternoon. So we'll see, man. Like, I think it just all depends on how Stolarz plays against Florida on Wednesday and take it from there. But he's had a good rest and he should be sharp. And these are big games coming up. But anyway, I thought Wall was good again. That's what I was going to say. Like two back-to-back games where, you know, no bad goals and just steady back there and like making the saves he needs to make and impressed. Like, I think he's done a really good job at, you were mentioning last podcast about like, he kind of started slow the first couple games, but he's found it. He's found it again. And he looks like, he looks good. He looks really good.
Yeah. You can always tell. You can always tell the goalie's confident in the way. And Samsonov always had this problem. He was always deep in his net. But when you're coming out to face the shooter and you're just, Wall just looks super confident right now. He's always kind of had that swagger about him. That's what I've always liked about Joseph Wall, but it didn't really see it in the first few games of the year. And I get it. You pull your groin. It takes a little bit to have confidence in that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know it. How many groins you pulled?
Too many to count. Too many. I lost count. Lost count years ago. Lost count years ago.
But he's coming out. He's facing the shooters. He's looking good. And again, I mean, that Utah game, first and third period. Yeah. There were no Leafs on the ice for a lot of the minutes in those first and third period, but Wall was steady, strong.
100%, man. So I'll go a couple of injury things from practice here. So Nyes on the ice today. I just watched the practice update from before we started recording here. So Nyes, he was on the ice today, but won't play. They put him on IR, so he's not eligible until Saturday at the earliest. So he can't play in tomorrow's game. He won't play. Berube said he looks good. He's progressing. Everything's fine. Like, I don't think it was a concussion. I think it was just like he left the ice like as protocol after the hit. I don't think it was a concussion. I don't know. Yeah. Do you? Like, he was back on the ice in like 2 days. So I don't think it was a concussion.
Somebody, I can't remember where. So I think it was on our YouTube video. Somebody commented that it was a chest bruise or something like that.
Oh, maybe.
It was more not a head injury, more the chest.
Okay.
I don't know if that's true, but I saw the video of him out there and he looked fine.
Yeah. So I don't, no worries with Nyes. I think that they'll probably, you know, maybe they'll just take, maybe he'll play Saturday. Maybe they'll wait until they play Monday again. So we'll see, but he'll be back sooner than later. Matthews took part full practice today for the first time, full practice.
What are we talking about?
What are we talking about here?
Practice?
Talking about practice? What are we talking about here? So that's a good sign. Took part in full practice. He did say in his post-practice scrum, he was asked if he was going to play tomorrow. And he's going to take the trip, I believe. But he was asked if he was going to play tomorrow in Florida. And he basically said no without saying no. He's like, would like a couple more practices, kind of probably to get things feeling a little better. We'll see. He's like, probably no for tomorrow, potentially on the weekend. So I think, you know, these are two big games, but the team's rolling. Maybe you just keep them out. Like, why not? It's just two more games. Chicago Blackhawks, shout out, Monday night. I would target that for Matthews. I'd like, what? You've gone this far. Why fucking rush it now? Why wash it? Rush it back, right? Like, what? Do you agree or you want him in there on Saturday?
I just think if he's ready to go, put him in.
Well, why not? That's what I'm saying, though. Like, a little couple more days, what's that going to hurt? What's that going to hurt?
It's not going to hurt anything, but if the doctor's like, he's good to go, he's 100%, why not play him?
Fair.
You're paying the guy $15 million fucking dollars a year.
I just don't want anything, like, I just want this corrected. I don't want...
Oh, like, obviously. If they're like, he's 80%, he could use a little more time, give him that time.
100%.
But if he gets the green light, and they're like, nothing wrong with him, he can play, put him in. Yeah. I don't care if it's tomorrow, Saturday, Monday, I don't care.
Yeah.
Put him in when he's ready to go.
Again, like, I just don't want to see, like, you maybe rushed him back a little too quick and something fucking happens in a couple weeks or a month from now. Like, I'm sure
they're being cautious with that.
For sure.
That's not going to happen.
Anyway, he will be back sooner rather than later. So starting to get a little healthier. Camp and Domi, not on the ice, will not take the trip to Florida. So they will not play the next two games. Who comes out when guys start returning? So let's just say Nyes, Matthews, like obviously Domi and Kampf eventually. Reeves will be coming off the suspension here going into the Chicago game. So, like, what do you think here? Like, let me throw a couple at you before we start getting out of here. So third line center, I think Minton can do the job. I think they really like Fraser Minton. I like him. I think he's a smart young kid. We talked about that last podcast, like how he's got good hockey sense, good hockey IQ. But do you think Minton is the guy for that third line spot? Do you think it should be Domi when he returns? Do you want to see, like, how do you want to see that? Should they make a deal like at the deadline or potentially sooner to really solidify like the middle of the ice? And also, what do you think the lines look like when they come back? Like, you don't have to give me like your full lineup, but who do you kind of think is out? Who do you think is in? And just what do you think it all looks like when they start getting things healthy again?
I mean, I think Minton might be, because he's waiver exempt, he might be the guy. He's probably the guy that's going to go down because you won't lose him. I think Nick Robertson's probably going to come out because he's had his chance, man. If ever there was a chance, you're on the first power play unit. You're getting all this opportunity to score while these guys are out. If he does not capitalize this week, wouldn't he be the guy that's got to come out?
He needs a chance more than come out. He needs a fucking change of scenery, dude. He needs out of town is what he needs. Like, it's never going to work here for Nick Robertson. Never. It's never going to work. They're not going to play him in the playoffs anyway. So what are you doing? Make a fucking deal or just put him on waivers and be done with it. Like, what are you doing with this kid? Like, it's ridiculous. Give him a shot somewhere else. Like, there's gotta be a team out there that would fucking give a fucking chance to Nick Robertson.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, the Leafs have, this isn't the, he's sitting in the press box rotting away. No. But they're giving him so many opportunities. He's not capitalizing on the opportunities he's being given.
No, he's not.
So I think Robertson would probably be the guy. I don't like Holmberg as the third line center.
Coach likes him.
He does.
You know where he was playing today? Practice?
Don't say it. Where?
Guess.
Not top line.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Really?
Austin Matthews. But that might just be because...
Austin Holmberg?
And I forget who the other winger was. Berube said, and I can't remember who it was. But yeah, Holmberg, Austin, and... Oh, Willie. It was Willie. But that might just be because Nyes... I don't think Nyes took part in full practice rushes. He was like off on his own. So I think that was just a placeholder for Nyes. And then the second line remained Tavares, McMahon, and Marner. So that's what I wanted to say too. Do you like that they're Berube's like, look, it's undeniable how good Mitch and JT has looked together. So I think, you know, we want to keep that together. We'll give Austin a look with other people. Yeah. Willie, Austin, and Matthew Nyes, that line could be fucking incredible as well.
Absolutely.
So the way JT...
You can't put Marner and Matthews back together.
No. The way JT is playing and the way Mitch is playing, just keep it together, man. Keep it together. So I would keep that line together with McMahon when Nyes is ready and Austin is ready. Willie, there's your top line. And then what do you do with lines three?
Look at the job... Well, I'm just look at the job Mitch and Tavares have done against the other team's top lines. You could ease Matthews back into the lineup, man. Yep. Like you could still use JT and Marner as your number one unit.
Yeah.
And then ease Matthews in as almost like your second line center.
Yeah, for sure.
That's how well they've been playing.
Yeah, they might do that to start. But I like it. Like I like that they're gonna split up Mitch and Austin and
Just give it
a different look, but I still don't know. Like I like the energy of Minton, Grubankin, and Steves. I like it. But like, you know, then what do you do with guys like Domi and Camp and
maybe like
Holmberg?
Maybe you, when Reeves is done, maybe you only play Reeves once in a while. Like he's not a regular in the lineup. Maybe Dewar comes out.
Dewar. He hasn't been bad either, really.
No, I know he hasn't been bad, but I'm just saying to make room for Camp and Domi. But you're not going to put them on the fourth line. Domi would probably be on the second line, I would assume. I don't know.
I can't see that, Chad. He's got to be in the bottom
six.
What do
you do with him, though?
I just put him in the fucking press box until he figures
you're gonna
it out.
You're going to healthy scratch Domi?
I would, absolutely. He's played like fucking shit, man.
I know, but you're paying him so much money.
Looks like a terrible contract. We'll see if he earns it in the
maybe
playoffs,
when he comes back, maybe when he comes back healthy, it'll be different. Like maybe something's been nagging him all year and he'll come back, look like a different player.
I hope you're right because he's been as bad as Robertson. He's been as bad as Robertson.
Yeah, he has. Actually, he's been a little less noticeable. Like at least I noticed Robertson out there. Most of the time he's on the ice, like laying down because he's been knocked over, but Robertson is getting shots on net. Domi, not so much.
So got like Holmberg, Robertson, Domi, Camp, like Doer. There's five guys, man. But like, I don't know what they're going to do. I imagine Berube will get them in when they're all healthy, but, or a revolving door of the five anyway, and Reeves as well, like you said. But again, like, I can't reiterate enough how much I love the energy of Minton with Grubankin and Steves. I just think, like, I think that line can give you something. Whereas you just throw Holmberg with Robertson and Domi, you're not going to get fucking dick.
No.
Let's wrap it up.
And on that note, hey, listen, everybody. Once again, don't forget our merch store is wide open. The doors have blown open. Big Black Friday sale, too. So visit the description, the Shopify link in the YouTube video or in the podcast description to get your merch today. And for the Tip In Maple Leafs podcast, you can also follow us on social media at the Tip In Maple Leafs podcast on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, Tip In Podcast on TikTok, Tip In Pod on Twitter, and email us, tipinpodcast@gmail.com. And until next time, I'm Chad.
I'm Dale.
And we will.
Hey, Wednesday night, big, big Atlantic heavyweight matchup between the Florida Panthers, a.k.a. Cougars, and the Toronto Maple Leafs. Toronto taking a little trip down south to play the Cougs, and then the Tampa Bay Lightning on Saturday. Can't wait. Two big divisional matchups. Panthers are playing pretty decent. Tampa's playing pretty decent. Can't wait to see how it all breaks down. We will be back after those games, probably after the Florida game. If not, for sure after the Tampa game. We'll see how it all breaks down this week, guys. But thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Catch you later. You're listening to the Tip In Maple Leafs podcast with your hosts, Chad and Dale.